Next case is 10,164. It's under advisement. And that's a variance from the minimum lot size requirement to place that's manufactured home.
Oakwood continues to push the limits. We would think that after so many times they would check. I think this is the first one for 3/4 acre though. It's usually setbacks.
Yeah.
Right. Normally the
usually setbacks.
This is a unique one. They just about didn't make it. I mean, it's 1,000 square feet.
Right. 15.
But,
yep.
You know.
And they supposedly there was a mistake by the surveyor?
No.
Yeah, they were under the assumption they had 3/4 acre, I think she said.
Yeah, they were under the assumption that she had, what she didn't know was she had the 150-foot frontage, but with the shape of the lot, it's pretty hard to figure out. You got to do a little geometry there to figure out the square footage, and if you're not up on that, you could miss it. You could miss it by 1,000 feet, 1,500 feet, square feet. They're making sure that they met the 150-foot in the front, the way I understand it. But
got that.
It fell short on the
cover there.
I believe that angle, if you look at that angle. What you have to do is you have to extend it on the right-hand side. You have to extend it up and make a square out of it, and then get that square footage of that. I forget what they call that, but you square it off, and then you cut that out of it, and then you come up with the square footage for the angled lot.
That's why the surveyors have good calculators.
That's right. I mean, I know how to do it, but I bet we all would come up with a different answer on it. So you could, 1,000 square feet's not much to miss.
Mm-mm. Well,
I don't see ya. How's everyone feeling? Mr. McCabe, how do you?
I don't have a problem with it.
Sure, you're right.
Not much choice.
No. Mr.
I don't have a problem.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah, I would just hope that Oakwood in the future would ask for surveys and check all those things.
Yeah.
Because they're...
I would too.
That's the problem.
They're pushing the limit to where they're going to be noted as having the most violations, and they eventually have the most denials.
That's true. Because this is the first one. On this one here, the most have been setbacks first. But still, I go along with that. I concur with you. Okay, gentlemen, being there's no further discussion on case number 10,164, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10164. It's an I-shaped lot. I don't believe it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to grant relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,164. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.